While we're talking about travel, the next thing I say may seem hard to believe, but yes, you can get everything you need for a trip into one carry-on bag. For our NPR Life Kit Guide to Travel, Elise Hugh asked frequent flyers about their best packing hacks and came away with these tips.
Traveling light is all about eliminating extra stuff before you leave. You can do it by making a list and then trimming it to the essentials before you pack your bags. Or do it manually by packing a bag and then taking out a third of it.
How many days am I going to be gone? Can I wash any of this stuff in a sink? And then you take a third of it away.
Jada Yuen was the New York Times' 52 places traveler, going to 52 places around the world inside of a year.
Schlepping things around is a great way to kill your buzz on a vacation.
Conventional wisdom is clothing weighs us down, which is true. But don't forget to also ditch the smaller, more insidious way to be weighed down: liquids. OneBag.com engineer Doug Diamond says liquids are the worst things to carry around.
It's heavy. It's bulky. The security people don't like it. It can leak.
Lose them by only using the lightest travel size items of your toiletries, or the dry versions of what you need. Tooth powders that are mixed into pastes. Dry shampoo, not wet shampoo. Or just purchase them while you're on the road, as Jada Yuen learned from her extensive excursions.
I would have actually set out with almost none of my toiletries. Because it turns out that, like, that most of the time, you don't miss the things you're carrying around.
Generally, this is true, but she found five exceptions, the items you do want in your toiletry kit.
Among the things that are hard to find, always, sunscreen, bug spray, some kind of bug bite relief, the tampons you like, and then hair conditioner.
And finally, this is our favorite tip. Pack MVP items, the single items that can be used in multiple ways. A scarf doubles as a dust mask, a cover-up, a blanket, a headband, a napkin, and more. Dental floss? The uses are endless.
Dental floss can be repair thread. It can help you to lock your luggage. You can use it, the little cutter on the box. If you're a knitter, you can use that to cut things in the airplane without having to take scissors on the plane. You can slice cake and cheese and pastries and things with it. You can use it as an emergency shoelace, or you can use it if you got a finger ring that's stuck on your finger that you can't get off. There's a little trick you can use with dental floss.
He's still talking about dental floss.
You can, replace the broken toilet chain. You can, if you've got a drippy faucet in your hotel room at night, you can tie a piece of dental floss around the end of the faucet and let the water dribble down the dental floss so it won't drip, drip, drip anymore.
Seemingly no end to these ideas. To sum things up, you don't need as much stuff as you think. Take way fewer liquids and never leave home without your dental floss. Elise Hugh, NPR News.